Another day, another data leak from Facebook. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. Last weekend, a user in a hacking forum published the personal data of about 500 million Facebook users, their email addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, and more. In a blog post on Tuesday, Facebook said the recent data leak wasn't a hack, but was from malicious actors scraping and saving publicly available information in 2019. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Lily Hay Newman is a senior writer at Wired, where she reports about information security, digital privacy, and hacking. And even she has a hard time keeping track of all the data leaks from Facebook. There were the other 500 million records exposed in 2019. The year before had a lot, too. More than 400 million profiles scraped, a separate breach of data from 30 million users, and who could forget the Cambridge Analytica scandal?
Yeah, as I was sort of toggling those off just now, I was really having to think back to make sure I had all my dates right and years and numbers and everything, because there are a lot of similar situations that have come up at Facebook that it just feels like there's always something.
Because, yeah, you write about it's not just that any one of these leaks might be super harmful, but sort of the cumulative effect when you add them all together, right?
Right. And I think Facebook, they've really tried to say, look, this is all fairly public anyway. You know, this is names, phone numbers, you know, things that would have been in a phone book, you know, a few decades ago. But there really is a cumulative toll to all of this data getting into criminal circulation or public circulation. And the pressure and the just volume and breadth of data really does mount over time, making it easier and easier to do all sorts of scamming and scamming that can lead to deeper hacking. And it's just, you know, this broader and broader picture of people around the world.
Right. And sure, phone numbers used to be, you know, in the phone book, but phone numbers have become a lot bigger of a security threat given, you know, two-factor authentication and all of the things that we use our phone numbers for today, right?
Mobile phones and mobile phone numbers, as you're saying, created just a totally different ecosystem, and phone numbers became identifiers for us because we always have our smartphones with us. We're in a different era now, and you know, the companies and institutions need to catch up to that understanding of how security works now.
Is this something that could trigger an FTC investigation?
So Facebook and the FTC entered into a landmark agreement in 2019 over a number of Facebook's privacy woes and, you know, privacy missteps. It's $5 billion. But there's an indemnification from June 12th, 2019, which means if the activity happened before that, potentially there isn't the same onus on Facebook. On the other hand, at the time that that investigation was going on, if Facebook knew that this activity was happening, they needed to report it during that time. So that could potentially be an issue. And if some or all of the activity happened after June 12, 2019, Facebook had an obligation to report it for, and the FTC would investigate for that reason. So I think there's a potential either way, but certainly for the back half of 2019, yeah, there are potentially FTC ramifications. And also, people are talking about whether there are GDPR concerns, because GDPR was certainly in full effect at this point.
Lily Hay Newman is a senior writer at Wired. And now for some related links. Facebook has said it won't be notifying the half a billion users caught up in this leak. But Lily Hay Newman suggests in her Wired story, you can look it up yourself at a third-party website called Have I Been Pwned? Like, owned with a P. Don't ask me, it's some gaming thing. But the website tracks data breaches and can tell you how many times and from where your phone number or email might have been shared. Hey Newman also reports that this breach seemed to affect the earliest users of Facebook, among them U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, dozens of people who have worked for the Federal Trade Commission, and Mark Zuckerberg himself. I guess that's what they call a self-own. Or is it pwn? I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.